rest of the world are seeking each other so that the world can come into being. Here, Descartes Desjardins wrote that in his book, The Phenomenon of Man. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. And there appeared to them tongues as a fire which parted and came to rest on each of them. Luke the Evangelist wrote that, who just heard it. People think pleasing God is all God care about, but any fool living in the world can see it always trying to please us back, it always making little surprises and springing them on us when we least expect. Alice Walker wrote that in her book, The Color Purple. I think Luke and Teilhard and Alice were all writing about the same thing, the overwhelming rush of God into human life. Strong, driving love that transforms us, that surprises us, that knits us, our fragmented selves together into the image of Christ, who is the image of God. The Jewish Feast of Weeks was a harvest, a festival, 7 weeks and a day, so 50 days, Penta. After Passover, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, and these feasts and rituals which the Jewish people celebrated defined them and defined their heritage. The same is true of us as Christians, or should be anyway. Our festivals and our feasts, our rituals, ought to help define us as a believing community. And so here we are at Pentecost. We call in Jesus' promise to send us the Holy Spirit. Christmas and Easter have come and gone once again, but we can capture their hope and that glory in this moment of promise, the gift of the Spirit, God's promise to us. This is our new creation. As theologian Joseph Powers writes, the transformation of our consciousness of who we are and what our world is, a transformation of our vision, our experience, our action, and the liberation of a radically new hope. Isn't that the promise? The gift of God, hope. Something springing hope on us, unawares. The driving wind and the tongues of fire can define us. A fresh kind of life is starting, driven by the forces of love, or should be starting anyway, each in our own lives and together as a faith community. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and surprise us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. It is love, actually, that moves us to faithful commitment to each other. Even given how fragmented we each are and how fragmented our world is, plainly speaking, how sinful the world is, how sinful we can be. But it is the forgiveness of sin that the Spirit brings, the advocate that Jesus promised, the prompt, the invitation, the urge to a beginning, not to begin over, so much as a beginning to become the new creation God calls us to. We'll pray in a moment at the consecration Jesus' words, "This is my blood, the new and eternal covenant, poured out for you and for the many, for the forgiveness of sins." God's great gift to us, hope, and the forgiveness of our sins. If we receive the Holy Spirit, as Jesus wants us to, as we read in today's gospel, and forgiveness has to start with ourselves. Forgive yourself again and again and again and again. It is the driving wind and the tongues of fire. It is the forces of love, God's love for us, the Spirit's gift given to us for everyone's benefit, as Paul writes today. All of us called to drink of the one Spirit. God always trying to please us back, forgiving us again and again and again. If you are as old as I am, and it looks like some of you might be, then you must remember that we used to call on the Holy Ghost before we understood that our Jewish brothers and sisters mean by But sometimes I hearken back to using ghosts because I like the thought that it's a holy ghost, a holy haunting, creeping up to me to whisper, like the wind sometimes whispers, dwelling with me and reminding me of everything that Jesus told us, and then following me like a shadow, like a friend. So here we are at Pentecost, remembering Jesus' promise to send us the Spirit. So let the Spirit define us as a faith community. Let the Spirit give us a vision. Be thou my vision. Remember, we used to sing that. Be thou my vision. Let the Spirit shape our experience. Let the Spirit shape how we act with one another, particularly those who need us the most. Let the Spirit bring us all to a liberation of a radically new hope, a hope in God's love. Come, Holy Spirit, or maybe come, Holy Ghost.